Hey you guys, it's Rochelle, and you guys already know what it is, it's Makeup Review Fridays. Today we're going to be reviewing NYX's Ultimate Bright Shadow Palette. But before we get into that, can I just talk to you guys about my weekend? Like, I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in so long because I missed last week because I was on vacation. But this past weekend, actually, on Friday, was my prom, and oh my god, it was so fun. I thought I wouldn't have fun because, you know, like social events and dancing with a whole bunch of people, especially because they're people like, you know, that I grew up with, and like, you know, it was just a whole awkward situation. Like, I just thought I wouldn't enjoy it as much as I did, but I had so much fun. But everyone left like at 10, and the thing wasn't even done until 11:30, so that kind of sucked. But it was fun because we just personally got to have the whole dance floor to herself, pretty much. It was pretty fun. And then afterwards, I went back to my house and we set up my tent at like midnight, and then we put a whole bunch of blankets in it. We hung up pixie lights and it was so much fun. I think I'm gonna do the whole tent idea more in the summer because I really had fun and it was cool, just like, you know, chilling with my best friends. Like, it was a good time. So I'm actually really excited about reviewing this palette because, as you guys probably know, the month of June is Pride Month, so this palette fits right in, and I wish you guys could see how vibrant these colors are. Just by looking at the palette, you guys can tell it is a pigmented palette, and I'll get more into the technical aspects of it in a bit, but yeah. I also, like, I don't know if you guys saw my recent post on IG, but if you're not following me, what are you doing? Go add me at rochelle.com to keep up with me and my crazy life. I'll make sure to link all my socials in the episode description. But yeah, as I was saying, I don't know if you guys saw my last post, but this past Monday was Bisexual Day. And as a bisexual, I felt the need to make a makeup look with the bi flag colors. But anyways, let's get right into the review. Okay, so like I said earlier, today we are reviewing NYX's Ultimate Shadow Palette. And this line actually has six different palettes, such as their Brights, which is the one that we will be using today, and Cool Neutrals, Phoenix, Smoky and Highlight, Warm Neutrals, and Ash. So my first impressions with on the product is that the palette is very sleek and very smooth, and it's very on, like, you could use this for on the go, and it's just small enough, like, you could fit it in your purse, really. Like, I just like that. The shadow themselves are very compacted, and you can tell just from the look of them that they're very pigmented. Usually when a palette has shadows where they're compacted into the pan, meaning that they're flattened into the pan instead of poured, they tend to be very pigmented, and they're very good to have if you're on and like if you're on the go type of person, because they tend to be more like durable, if that's the right word. But I've dropped this palette I don't know how many times, but it's never once like wrecked any of the colors in the palette. So now, like, enough about the technical parts of it, let me get into the actual review of the palette. Like I said earlier, I will be doing a bisexual inspired look. I will be using the pink shade for the inner corner of my eye, and I'm going to go in with a dark blue shade on my outer corner, but in the middle I'm gonna put the purple, so like more on my lid, and I'm gonna go up on an angle starting from the outer corner, going up on a slight angle. Now, while I was applying the eyeshadow, I did notice it was very pigmented, which is really exciting. It was also very easy to apply, and the formula was very smooth, meaning it went on smooth, and you know, like, you can just tell by the texture, it's long-lasting. Now, I don't even get me started on the whole blending process, because I can't tell you how easily this blended. I've never used an eyeshadow where it blended this much, and I don't know if it was just maybe the colors of the flag, because they kind of go together, except the pink that I used was kind of bright, but I mean, they all really mixed well. Now I did go up on the angle because I'm planning on putting eyeliner on, but I was really happy with the palette and the formula, and I have used this palette in the past, and I have very sensitive eyes, and this
this line. I don't know if it's just this palette. I haven't tried the other ones. Let me know if you want me to try those ones. But this palette did not irritate my eyes whatsoever. It's very... I just like this line a lot. So I would recommend it. But yeah, the colors went on very nice. I didn't have to go in like thousands of times, like piling on the shadow to get the color where I wanted it. Like within one, maybe two, depending on the look you're going for, I had the color. Like I didn't really have to go in the palette more than once for each color. And the blending process, I didn't even really need a blending brush. I just used the same brush I used to put on the eyeshadow, which I know isn't very professional, but like I'm not. I'm just your average teen, you know, just putting on makeup. Anyways, I like this product was really good and I'm not even mad about it. This is probably one of my favorite looks that I've ever done. Hey you guys, just quick before I get into the next segment, I did partner with NYX for this episode and they said that if you use promo code Rochelle with a capital R for online purchases, or they said you can go in store and they would still give you the discount, you can get 10% off any items at regular price. So I mean, that's pretty cool. So yeah, code Rochelle with a capital R online, or just Rochelle in store. Okay, so overall the product is amazing and very inexpensive. I think I only spent $22 online. I don't know what it is in store, but honestly for what you get, it is amazing. I've had this palette since last August because I bought it for Pride and I do use it quite frequently and I still have a lot of product left. And when you get it, it looks like very small and the shadows do look like there's not a lot, but I promise you there is a lot. I mean, yes, if you're using this palette every day, then maybe it wouldn't be the best choice, but it is a very, very amazing and very great palette. I think you get like the amount that you pay for this palette, I think you get what you pay for. Like, I definitely will be trying out the other palettes. And if you guys want to see that, let me know and I will definitely make another episode on this. Maybe we can make it into a series. I don't know. Let me know on Instagram. Let me know if you want me to make that Instagram page just for the podcast. And as you guys know, I always do my overall rating. So a yes or a no. And obviously it's gonna be a yes for this review. I honestly fell in love with this palette. It is probably one of my favorites. And I definitely will be looking into the other palettes in this line. It is definitely perfect for Pride Month, but obviously you can use it for other looks or everyday looks. I know some people can introduce color into everyday looks. So, I mean, you can use it for whatever, you know what? And there's no rules to makeup, so you just do you. Honestly, this is a perfect palette, and I would highly recommend it to anyone. And, yeah, they're very pigmented, very bright. Like I said, I will put a picture of the product on the icon for this, so you guys can kind of get an idea. But you guys can also look it up, and I can also put the link for the website in the episode description. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode and listening to my podcast and supporting me. Like I said, I will leave all of my socials in the episode description, but if you want to add me right now, go to Instagram and type in rochelle.compo, and then that's my personal Instagram. Like I said, let me know if you want me to make a separate Instagram page for my podcast. And if you want to add me on Snapchat, my Snapchat is shell_cat with a K. And that's pretty much the only social media that I use really on a daily. I mean, I have Facebook, but I use that more for family. I did have Twitter, and I can get it again, so let me know. Also, let me know on Instagram. I'm gonna probably start doing polls on Instagram, on my Instagram stories, so watch out for that. But definitely comment on my stuff and let me know, or email me at rochellecompo01@gmail.com and let me know any ideas you have for next episodes. Let me know if you want me to do the next palette, or if there's something you're kind of weary on buying because you've heard mixed reviews and I can give you my honest review. Just let me know. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll see you all next week. Bye!
This podcast is made possible by Rochelle and her team. This podcast was made with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the app in the Android Play Store or in the App Store for iOS devices.